All right, we are rolling now as I'm visiting with Anna Barlow, the head coach, the first ever head coach of the Carrollton cross-country program, both the boys and girls teams. As for starters, tell us a bit about, you know, the opportunity to not only just hit the ground running, but get the ground going for this new program at Carrollton.
Oh, yeah, it's been such an exciting year. So kind of had the discussion last year and realized that there was a need for another opportunity for some kiddos in Carrollton. And so we got the program started not till late July. So started a little bit later than some programs do as far as summer training goes. But we are off and running. We've got had a great turnout, much higher than I expected. So we've got 16 kids on our team now. We were hoping for at least five, you know, so the 16 has been a huge, huge bonus. But we had our first meet last week and performed really well. And they are really building a great team together.
Well, let's talk about that inaugural meet, which I believe took place at Salisbury. Tell us about, you know, how the team was getting ready for that and how everything turned out.
Yeah, so for our Salisbury team, our Salisbury meet, we only took the boys with us. The girls, all of our girls are dual sporters, so it's been a little bit challenging trying to figure out that schedule. So our varsity boys went with us to Salisbury, and we had five of them run that first meet. But me and the excitement with those kids, just their first time being involved with something like that, was such a fun thing to watch. All of them did really well. All of them PR'd by over a minute, and it was on a fairly hilly track out there at the golf course in Salisbury. So very, very impressed by their efforts on that first meet.
Did anybody come close to medaling by chance?
They did, yeah. We actually had Carter Barlow. He's a freshman, and he was 28th place, and they medaled the top 20. So for his first outing as a freshman, he was really close. And then Ethan Miller was really close behind him as well.
So tell us about the enthusiasm that has gone into the program and, you know, why ultimately Carrollton decided on cross-country.
Yeah, so we had several discussions, lots of support from Mr. Nyer, the high school principal, and Mr. Shostak, the middle school principal. Both, you know, all of us just kind of realizing that, especially for boys, in Carrollton, your only option before this in the fall was football, which we have a great football program here, but we knew some of those kiddos probably needed something different than that, and also we do have a couple football players participating. So anyway, we just kind of had that discussion, realized that there was a need for it. We had an informational meeting, had a lot of people show up, show interest from the community, and so that's how it got started, just kind of, you know, kind of seeing a need for it. Personally, as a coach, this is my first, you know, time coaching high school, but I am who I am because of my coach in high school, and so I really think that offering that program, offering a running program, was an extremely important piece of the Carrollton Trojans athletic program.
Well, let's go ahead and dive into your background a bit, because I understand you're from Liberty, which has a strong cross-country tradition that was pioneered by the late Tim Nixon. So tell us a bit about, you know, reflecting on Coach Nixon and everybody else with that program to get you ready to become the coach in Carrollton.
Yeah, so Coach Nixon, he was the coach at Liberty for 39 years, so his legacy lives on very strong there in Liberty. I was fortunate enough to meet him when I was in middle school, and I was not a fantastic runner. I was a medium runner, but he never let me know that. He treated every single runner on his team as if they were the number one person. He just poured his heart into the program. I learned so much from him. I literally say he changed my life, because when I found cross country and I found running, it really did change the way I look at life, the way I feel about myself, the friends that I chose, the direction I went in high school. And I really feel like that, you know, that running is still stuck with me today. I'm still a runner. And so Coach Nixon for me was a huge, huge part of my upbringing. And then also I know just the legacy he's left for so many people in Liberty. He's just an amazing person. And I'm just so thankful that I was fortunate enough to run for him about 25 years ago. So
looking ahead to the schedule, what other meets are ahead for Carrollton?
So we're headed with our whole team, so excited about that, to Knob Noster on the 14th. So that'll be the first time we all get an opportunity to run together. We do have a full junior high boys team and a full high school boys team. And then our high school girls, we've got four of them. So not a full team, but definitely a good opportunity for them to get some individual time. So then we're going to stay pretty close to home for most of them. After that, we go to Cameron. We're excited about Lexington. That's a close one. Richmond will be close. But yeah, we got a really great first year schedule coming up.
Are there any particular goals you have set for this inaugural year?
So the main thing this year is we're just building our culture. So the culture of running, you know, it's a hard sport. It takes a lot of guts. It takes a lot of determination. So just really building the culture of running, of getting stronger. So I've talked to the kids a lot about just becoming a great teammates, as well as, you know, their individual performances. So really celebrating those PRs, that getting stronger. We realize that we're young and it's going to take us a while to get where we need to be. But right now we're just working on really celebrating those individual accomplishments, as well as learning to work together and be a great team.
And let's talk a bit about the community support. What has the support outside of the hallways of Carrollton been like to help get this program going and hopefully, you know, starting a legacy in Carrollton of strong runners?
Yeah, so the community, it's been so fun to hear all these people reach out, you know, just so proud of these runners. And we've had a lot of support, you know, from the people at the YMCA. There's the running club that was started a couple years ago. Lots of them have reached out. The parents, it's been really fun to hear the parents, you know, excited about their kids having an opportunity to do something different and working hard. And then also from the coaches, we've had such great support from the other coaches here in the school, our basketball coaches and wrestling coaches and baseball coaches. Those people that are, you know, those athletes are having an opportunity to have this time to get stronger for all those other sports. So overall, it's just been so fun to watch everybody kind of come together and support these young athletes.
Anna Barlow is the coach of the Carrollton Trojans cross country program, both the boys and girls teams in their first year of competing. And Anna, how can folks learn more about and follow along as your Harriers take to the course this fall?
Yeah, we love for, you know, we love support. We don't have a home meet yet this year. Hopefully that'll come next year. But definitely our Carrollton Trojan Athletics page is the opportunity for our schedule. And we would love for people to come. If you're driving through Carrollton and you see us running, give us a honk, give us a wave. Just show those kids that you support, and that would be greatly appreciated.
That's Anna Barlow, the head coach of the Carrollton Trojans cross-country program. Anna, good to visit with you, and best wishes to you and your runners as your first season as a program gets underway.
All right, thank you.